Investigators are trying to determine the cause of a church fire yesterday that turned the house of worship into rubble. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Officials are going through the ashes of a former West Philadelphia church that went up in flames on Monday morning to find the cause of the fire. Siani Stewart of West Philadelphia was sad as she watched the flames eat into the roof of the building.
I got scared because I'm like thinking the same thing my dad thought. It was going to like either blow up or come across. And thank God it didn't get none of the houses though.
The building had been abandoned for about 3 years. Neighbor Yvette Smith told our news partner 6ABC she repeatedly called the city complaining about overgrowth of weeds on the church grounds.
Unfortunately, what I feared was going to happen has happened. I've been calling since April. I called in April. I called in May. I was trying to give it like every 30 days.
Some neighbors believe there were people living inside the building that could have started the fire. No one was found inside. Investigators are still combing through the rubble for clues as to what started the blaze. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Construction is underway on a 51-unit affordable housing development in the Harrogate section of North Philly. Zepviva Lofts is the latest project from Odin Properties. CEO Philip Balderston says the property will remain affordable for decades.
This project will initially be 40-year deed restricted, but we intend on keeping it restricted indefinitely.
The $20 million development is backed by low-income housing tax credits from the federal government. The subsidy allows Odin to offer units to families earning less than the city's median income. Construction is expected to take about 16 months. Fairly clear skies over Philadelphia. Some clouds out there on this Tuesday afternoon. Right now, 73 in Center City, Philadelphia. Overnight, temperatures drop down into the low 60s. Tomorrow, looks like we've got a 50-50 shot at some showers. Temperatures going to get to right around 70, but a big reversal comes on Thursday. We get back to partly sunny skies, and temperatures get to right around 80 degrees.